Hey, Riley.
Yeah?
What did you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What else?
Taste that flavor smooth and bright. The beer that leaves no afterbite. The beer that always tastes just right is Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What did you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The dinner dishes have just been put away in the Riley household, and Mr. and Mrs. Riley are about to engage in a familiar conversation, one that has been taking place in the Riley household with increasing regularity of late.
Well, the dishes are all done. Riley, let's do something tonight for a change.
Oh, okay, Dumplin. What do you want to do?
Oh, I don't know. What do you want to do?
I'll leave it up to you.
Well, the Durkins want us to go to a movie with them.
The Durkins.
Well, how about going over to the Gillises for Canasta?
Oh, the Gillises.
Oh, all right. Let's stay home again. Oh, we Rileys sure lead an exciting life.
The Rileys.
You're impossible.
Hey, look at this. The Globetrotters are playing here tonight. Huh? That's a great basketball team.
Oh, wonderful. I used to love basketball. I haven't seen a game in years. Oh, my goodness, it's 8 o'clock. I better hurry up and get dressed.
Yeah, well, never mind, Peg. It was last night they played. I just noticed this is yesterday's newspaper.
Oh. Well, where'll we go?
Well, why go out when we can sit home?
Oh, you never want to go anywhere. Well, you certainly changed.
What do you mean I've changed? We were never great ones for going out. But even the first year we were married, I remember we used to sit home almost every night.
Well, at least we sat home and napped.
Well, in those days, we didn't have television. I mean, the science makes improvements. I mean, you want a neck?
No, thank you. I don't know what's happened to you. Used to be so full of pep and always wanted to be on the go and meet people. Now all you want to do is sit home.
Well, let's face it, Peg, we're getting on in years. Next year we'll be 41.
You'll be 41. I'll be 36. 36.
Yeah. Well, Peg, we all have to get old. You got to take it gracefully.
Graceful? Look at you. You're getting fat and sloppy.
Yeah, well, nature. I'm getting gray hairs, too, but I don't mind. Why, down the plant, all the younger guys call me Pop.
Well, nobody's going to call me Old Ma Riley. And you better stop talking as if we got one foot in the grave.
Well, that's another thing we got to consider. As a matter of fact, I was talking to Digger O'Dell the other day. He's got some plots he wants me to look over. One of them's got a wonderful view. He says we can buy it on his new layaway plan.
Chester Riley, well, if that's the way you feel about it, just count me out. And I'll tell you this right now. I'm going to be one of the peppiest widows in town.
Anything else on personnel, Hawkins?
Yes, Mr. Stevenson. Daniels is going into the Army next week.
Daniels? Oh, yes. He was supervisor of Department B.
Yes, that's right.
Have anybody in mind to replace him?
Well, it's a pretty responsible job. I was thinking we should use an older man there, more mature. A lot of young girls in that department, and young Daniels was always dating them, keeping them out till all hours. You'd be surprised how production fell off.
Well, the thing to do then is to find an older man who isn't too attractive to the ladies. Let's see.
I know.
So do I.
Riley.
Just the man. Riley must be at least 40, probably more. Time he got a promotion and a raise.
Well, we'll have to find a good man to replace Riley. He's got a key job in riveting.
Yeah. How about that young fellow, Ellis?
Good worker for a kid his age.
Let Riley break him in. Show him the ropes. And listen, don't say anything to Riley in the meantime. First we'll see how Ellis works out.
Right. I'll have him start on Riley's job first thing tomorrow.
Good. Morning, Jules.
Hey, you're late, Riley.
Yeah, I know. I missed the bus by 10 seconds. Can't run as good as I used to. Just now, climbing the steps here got me all pooped. Whew.
You're getting old, Riley.
Yeah, well, we all got to get old sometime. Hey, who's that kid over there on my machine?
Morning. You Pop Riley?
Yeah, that's me, son. What can I do for you?
Well, my name is Ellis.
Oh, there you are, Riley.
Oh, hi, Mr. Hawkins.
Oh, I see you've met Ellis.
Yeah.
I want you to show him the ropes on your job.
On my job?
Yeah. Teach him everything you know.
Yeah, you leave it to me, Mr. Hawkins. When I get through with him, he'll be able to do it a lot better than me. You need a younger man on this job.
Okay, I'm relying on you.
All right. Okay, son, let's get to work.
Just a minute. I'll get my tools.
Well, Gillis, what do you think of that? Huh?
Well, why are you so happy about that?
Well, why not? I don't see them asking you to teach the kids your job.
You poor schmuck.
Don't be jealous.
Jealous? I wouldn't be in your spot for anything.
What do you mean, my spot? I'm just teaching the kid my job.
And after you teach him, and he knows it better than you do, like you said, what are you going to do?
Me? Well, I'm going to... I'm going to be out of a job.
Oh, brother, you're smart as a whip.
Yeah, but why are they picking on me? Why me?
Well, you're getting old, Riley. You're slowing up.
Who's getting old?
Well, you just said yourself you can't run for a bus. You can't even climb no stairs no more.
Well, is that a reason to fire me? Well, that's no way to treat a guy with a family. After all, I'm a human being.
That's your tough luck. At least if you was a horse, they'd take you to the glue factory. Bing, bang, your troubles is over.
But I've been here longer than any of you guys. Who organized the Bolts, Nuts, and Loose Screws Club? I did. You only worked here 3 years, and you're still a bolt. But me, right from the beginning, I was a loose screw.
And you're going to get looser. Well, them is the brakes, pal.
Yeah, well, I won't get away with this.
What can you do? As soon as the kid learns your
he
job...
He's going to learn. He's going to wind up being the most stupid guy in the plant. And I'm the guy that can teach him.
Okay, let's get going, Pop.
Shut up.
Huh?
Don't call me Pop or I'll bust you in a jaw.
What do you want me to call you?
Call me what I call you, son.
Supper's on the table. Well, come on, Riley. What are you standing out there for?
I'm coming.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi. Oh, okay, let's see.
Riley.
Huh?
Will you please take your hat off when you sit down at the table?
Huh? Oh, what was that?
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
I feel a wind blowing in my ear.
Well, don't worry. It'll just blow out through the other one.
Please, Peg, I don't like you to make jokes like that about me.
Well, you just bring it on yourself. Sitting at the table with a hat on. Take it off, you hear?
Okay.
Look, I don't know what's the matter with you. Sometimes when you come home from work, you act just... Ah! Riley!
Daddy!
What have you done to your head?
What happened, Daddy?
Were you in an accident?
Nothing happened. Nothing.
Well, look at your head!
Yeah, well, so what? So I got a crew haircut.
Haircut. For a minute, I thought you got your head caught in that cement mixer again. Oh, Daddy, you're a scream.
Oh, a crew haircut. At your age.
What do you mean at my age? Lay off that stuff, will you?
What's the matter, Riley?
Peg, I... Nothing. Let's see.
What's bothering you, dear? You're certainly acting very odd.
Well, can't a guy sit down to supper without getting criticized? You want to criticize? Criticize Ben. Yeah, well, I told you 1,000 times not to read the paper at the table.
Oh, Ben, put the paper away. Yeah. Oh, just a second. Ben. Okay, but I was reading a very interesting article. This psychology professor says that men over 40 make the best husbands. Do you think that's true, Daddy?
How should I know? Ask a man over 40. I ain't over 40 yet.
Well, I know, but I... My goodness, Daddy, you're certainly getting touchy.
Well, I'm sick and tired of your harping on my age all the time. Well, you carry on, you'd think I was an old, old man all bent over like this. Fed me up.
I told you to go and see a chiropractor about your back.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with my back.
Now, stop kidding yourself. If you can't bend over at your age without even...
Again with the age. I don't want to hear another word about my age.
But, silly.
I'm warning you. The next person makes a crack about my age, they're going to get it from me, and I mean it.
Now, come back here. Sit down and eat.
I don't want to eat.
Where are you going?
I'm going to listen to the radio.
Riley, come back here.
Some family I've got. All they know is to criticize. Well, I wasn't kidding. If I hear one more remark about my age, so help me.
Do you suffer from the natural aches and pains of old age?
I'll kill him. I'll murder him.
If you do, try a bottle of backwards. Backwards taken frontwards is dandy.
Head up.
What are you doing? Stop it. Stop punching that radio.
Yeah.
Oh, now you broke it.
Yeah.
Oh, what's wrong? Ever since you came home, you've been acting like a wild man.
Well, I can't help it. Hey, you see, I...
Oh, dear. Now, who's that at this hour?
I'll go see.
Good evening, Riley.
Oh, Mr. Hawkins. Hello.
I'm just passing by on my way home. I wanted to talk to you. I missed you at the plant.
What about, Mr. Hawkins?
Oh, I was talking to the Ellis kid. I got the feeling you're riding him.
Yeah, well, he's pretty stupid, Jerry. Yeah.
I don't think he's stupid. After all, it's just his first day on a new job. He's just a kid, so go easy on him. After all, you're twice his age.
Oh, me? Old?
Who is it, Rod? Oh, excuse me.
Good evening.
This is my foreman, Mr. Hawkins. Mr. Hawkins, this is Mrs. Riley.
How do you do, Mrs. Riley?
My mother.
Huh?
You've got a very young-looking mother.
Yeah.
Aren't you eating supper? Oh, excuse me.
Mr. Hawkins, meet Babs, my wife.
You've got a very young-looking wife.
Yeah, we're a very young family.
Yeah, well, I'll be running along. See you tomorrow, Riley. Good night.
All right.
Daddy, Riley, what on earth was that?
Okay. I'll tell you. They're going to fire me.
Fire you?
Yeah, because I'm getting old.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
You think so? Then why are they making me break in a young kid on my job?
Well, when did this happen?
Today. And what do you think is going to happen to me when he learns it? Psst, down the drain.
Don't believe
it. That's true, Peg. I'm slowing up.
They wouldn't fire you. They just wouldn't. You've been there for years and years.
That cuts no ice with them. The minute you get a couple of gray hairs, out you go.
Oh, I don't believe this. Ben, take a look at the coffee, dear. I think it's perking over.
Oh, okay, Mother.
Oh, so that's why you're acting like this. Now, dear, you've got to stop it. You've got to stop talking yourself into thinking you're old.
You don't think I'm old?
Why, of course not. I never heard of anything so ridiculous.
I'm 40.
Oh, that's not old. Why, I'm 40.
I thought you were 36.
Well, what's the difference what your birth certificate says or how you look? A person's as old as he feels.
Oh, gee, Peg, you make me feel a lot better. I wish I'd talked to you about it right from the first instead of acting like I did at the table, snapping at you and yelling.
Oh, that's all right, dear.
Do you forgive me?
Of course.
You got a kiss for your old gray-haired husband?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't the kiss of an old man.
Just because there's snow on the roof, it doesn't mean the fire's going out in the house.
You have just heard the first act of The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. But now, here's an important question.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
And you know, that's a mighty timely question now that the fishing season's here again.
When I go fishing, that's the day the brook trout swim some other way. Okay, so what? Let them all hide. I've got Blue Ribbon by my side.
What do you have?
That's Blue Ribbon.
What do you have?
That's Blue Ribbon.
What do you have?
That's Blue Ribbon.
That's Blue Ribbon beer.
Finest beer served anywhere. And friends, tonight I've asked our expert on the saxophone, Phil Sobel, to help us make the three-way experts test.
And say, how about you folks at home making the test right along with us, huh? Phil, here's a glass and a nice cold bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Go ahead, pour.
Hey, this I like.
Yeah. Oh, brother, listen to that. Here we go now. Test number one. Look, see that clear color, that creaseness.
Oh, gee, Harry, this is making me thirsty.
Yeah.
Just looking.
Yeah, I know. Me too, Phil. Now, test number two. Sniff it. Get a whiff of that fragrant Blue Ribbon blend.
Oh, boy, that's for me.
Sure.
Now, Harry, how about letting me taste it?
I knew that was coming. Well, it's all yours, Phil. That's test number three. Go ahead, taste it. Taste that smoother, smoother, smoother Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Hey, you know, Harry, I'd like to put in for this job every week.
Oh, sure.
That Pabst Blue Ribbon tastes real good.
Finest beer served anywhere. So, Phil, what's your answer next time somebody asks you, what do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon, Harry. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I got it. And now back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley, with Paula Winslow and John Brown. Despite Peg's assurances that you're only as old as you feel, Riley is not completely convinced. He's still determined to find a way of warding off encroaching old age. As a matter of fact, at the moment, he's talking over a certain drastic step on the telephone with Gillis.
Yeah, I got the stuff in the drugstore, Gillis. Golden Glint hair rinse. Yeah. What do I do? Just rub it on, huh? Yeah, I see. Well, you sure this stuff will work, huh, Gillis? Well, I mean, before I turned gray, I was a blonde. A dirty blonde. After I used the stuff, I wouldn't want to turn out to be a dirty redhead. You sure it'll work, huh? Well, you guarantee it. Oh, your wife uses it for a mustache. Well, that's good enough for me. Huh? No, Peg don't know. I'm kind of embarrassed about telling her. Yeah, I poured the stuff in a bottle marked cleaning fluid. Yeah, she won't catch on. Yeah, I gotta hang up now. Peg's calling. So long.
Younger than think I baby. Honey, why didn't you answer me?
Huh? Oh.
Will you stop looking in that mirror?
Well, Peg, I didn't hear you. Is there something you wanted?
Yes. Where's the cleaning fluid?
The cleaning fluid?
Yes, the cleaning fluid.
Oh, the cleaning fluid.
Don't you understand English? The cleaning fluid.
I don't know where it is.
But now, you must know. Junior said he saw you fooling around with a bottle marked cleaning fluid just a few minutes ago.
Well, he needs glasses. What do you want it for?
I got a spot in my new blouse, and if I don't take it out right away, it won't come out. Now, where did you put it?
I don't know.
Oh, honest, Riley, you got a mind like a sieve. Half the time, you don't know where... What is that in your pocket?
Well, it's
let me see.
No, now, Peg,
it's the cleaning fluid. No. You had it in your pocket all the time.
Peg, don't use that stuff.
Why not?
It's no good.
Nonsense. I've used it dozens of times. The best thing on the market.
Peg, I'm telling you, don't use it.
Will you stop bothering me? I got to get at this spot.
Peg, wait. No, don't, Peg. Don't stop
it. Cut it out, will you? Works like magic. You see, the spot's almost... It's turning yellow.
Not yellow, blonde.
But look at it. It's spreading. Oh, my blouse is ruined.
Well, I told you not to use it, but you never listen to me. My opinion don't count for nothing in this house. You know everything, so go ahead and use hair dye on a blouse.
Hair dye?
I mean...
You mean to stand there and tell me you deliberately let me put hair dye on a good blouse that cost me $7?
Well, I...
And what were you doing with a bottle of hair dye?
Well, if you must know, I was going to touch up my hair.
What?
Why are you so shocked? Lots of women do. I figured it would make me look younger.
Oh, are you starting that again?
Well, I can't help it, Peg. I get more worried every day.
They're not going to fire you.
Yes, they are. I know it. That kid Ellis is getting smarter and smarter every day. I've already taught him everything I knew. Now I'm learning from him.
That's no reason to dye your hair. I never heard of such a thing.
I guess it was pretty stupid, but I was desperate. But I guess you're right. They won't fire me. I got nothing to worry about.
Oh. Getting into a stew over a few gray hairs.
Yeah, you're right. After all, what's a few gray hairs? You've got gray hairs.
I have. What? Where?
Now,
wait.
No, wait. Hold it. Hold it. The phone. Hello?
Riley, this is... Hawkins.
Oh, Mr. Hawkins.
I just want to tell you, you've done a good job with young Ellis. I think he's ready to take over by himself tomorrow.
Well, what about me?
That's why I called you. Get in a little earlier tomorrow and report to Mr. Stevenson. He wants to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Good night.
Good night.
What is it?
You see, I told you I was right. They put Ellis in my job, and I got to see Stevenson tomorrow. He's going to fire me. But I ain't going to give up without a fight. Give me that bottle.
Barley, what are you doing?
It's my only chance. If I can make him think I'm still young.
Barley, give me that.
Now, let's go, Peg.
Don't,
I'll
do
I'll
it.
I'll cut my temper a bit. There.
Oh.
There. Well, now how do I look?
Like a blonde cocker spaniel. Mr. Stevenson will see you in a few minutes, Riley. Sit down, won't you?
You know what he wants to see me about, Miss Carlton?
Well, no, I don't. Now, just sit down. It won't be long.
Thanks.
Yes, Robinson?
Miss Carlton, is Riley out there?
Yes, he is.
I'll see him in a few minutes. Get his employment record out of the file. I want to see it.
Yes, sir. What's your first name, Riley?
Chester. What does he want with my record?
I don't know, Riley. Oh, here it is.
You think he's going to find me?
I couldn't say. Here, take this file with you when you go in. And now just sit down in your lap.
Hi, Miss Colvin. Is Riley... Oh, hi, Riley.
Riley, I'm going down the hall a minute. If Mr. Stevenson buzzes, go right in.
Okay.
Well, Riley, any news?
No, I ain't seen him yet.
What's that you got there?
It's my employment record. He wants to see it.
Oh, brother. You're in for it.
Well, that don't prove nothing.
Oh, no. There it is in black and white. Age 40. Figures don't lie, you know. Soon as Stevenson sees that 4-0 there...
Well, he ain't gonna see it. Where's an eraser?
What are you doing?
It rubs off easy.
Riley, don't do it. If they catch on, you get canned.
I'm getting canned anyway. It's a long shot, but I've got to take the chance. So I'll just type in a new figure.
How old are you going to make yourself?
21.
21? Yeah. You nuts? You got a daughter, 17.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, up here where it says married in Brooklyn, I'll change it to Tennessee.
Why do you use your head?
Yeah, I can't think straight. I'll make it 33. Three, yeah. That looks okay.
All right, Miss Calvin, send Riley in.
Well, this is it.
Good luck. I hope you get away with it.
Thanks. Well, here goes.
Hey, wait a minute. What'd you do to your hair? Oh, you used that stuff?
Yeah, golden glint. How do I look?
Like a blonde cocker spaniel. Well, good luck.
Come in. Oh, Riley, come in. Come. Good heavens, what did you do to your hair? You look like a blonde cocker spaniel.
Nothing. My hair's always been this color, dirty blonde.
Yes. Well, sit down, old man.
Who's on?
Why, Riley.
I know what you're going to say, Mr. Stevenson, but you're making a big mistake.
Riley, I don't understand.
I worked for you a long time, but I was a kid when I started, and I can prove it. There. Take a look at my file. There, figures don't lie. Look at that. Age 33.
33?
Yeah,
surprise, huh? Yes. I had no idea you were only 33. I thought you were much older.
Well, don't let these wrinkles fool you. I had them since I was a baby. I was a very old-looking baby with my wrinkles. No teeth. People would see me waddling along, and they'd say, look at that old man in diapers. Well, they didn't exactly say that, but you know what I mean.
I'm sure you're 33, Riley. If the file says 33, that's it.
I guess this makes a difference, huh?
Yes, it certainly does. I'll have to find somebody else for that supervisor's job.
Supervisor?
Yes. I thought it was time we moved you up to a better paying job, but we need a man who's at least 40.
40?
Too bad, Riley.
But Mr. Stevenson, I'm 40.
Now, Riley.
I'm 40. I wouldn't lie to you. When I said I was 33, I lied to you.
I know you're disappointed, Riley, but it's right down here in black and white. 33 figures don't lie. You said so yourself.
But Mr. Stevenson, you got to believe me. I'm really old. When I bend over, I can't even straighten up anymore. Look, you see how I'm bending?
All right, Riley, cut the comedy.
Mr. Stevenson, straighten me up.
You're a con, Riley.
Mr. Stevenson, please straighten me up.
You better get back to work, Riley, and cheer up. In 5 or 6 years, we'll talk about a promotion again.
What a revolting development this is.
The Rileys will be back in just a moment. You don't become world famous unless you deserve it. Year after year, more Pabst Blue Ribbon is enjoyed in more countries throughout the world than any other American beer. You don't become world famous unless you deserve it. And that is a fact, folks. Pabst Blue Ribbon is the number one international favorite. The beer with the flavor the whole world knows. For example, the Australian kangaroo is no slouch. She carries all her kitties in her pouch. But the smartest ones I hear carry Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. What a pet that would be to give to Father.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Taste that flavor smooth and light, the beer that leaves no afterbite, the beer that always tastes just right is
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
It serves you right.
Oh, that's a fine thing to say. Here I lose out on a chance of a lifetime to get promoted, and it serves me right.
Well, it does. You had no business lying about your age. It's so childish.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Peg. It was pretty stupid. From now on, you and me, we're 40, and I don't care who knows it.
I'm 36.
But yesterday, you said...
I am 36.
But when we were married, we were both the same age, so if I'm 40, what does that make you?
I'm 36.
But on the marriage license, it says...
I am 36.
Okay, you're 36. And next year, when I'm 41, you'll be 35. Peg, we're drifting apart.
Riley, Riley, you old prevaricator.
I may be a prevaricator, but I ain't an old prevaricator.
No. Really, I can't understand you, Riley. Tonight you've been 21, 41, 33, 40, even a perfect 36. Now tell us, how old are you?
Take your pick, Harry. What do you have?
I'll have Pabst Blue Ribbon. What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Finest beer served anywhere. Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Reuben Schiff and Alan Lipscott. Direction by Mitch Lindemann. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Gillis is John Brown. Babs is Barbara Eiler. Stevenson is Alan Reed. Hawkins is Herb Bygren. Ellis is Eddie Firestone. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. This is Harry Von Zell saying, hope you'll be with us next week.
Bill Stern reports on sports next over many NBC stations.